I'm Taylor Gant with GPB News. The March for Our Lives event planned in Washington, D.C. tomorrow is sparking student-led protests across the country, including in Georgia. GPB's Emily Cureton reports.
18 marches are planned across the state, and thousands of people are expected in Atlanta as a show of solidarity with school shooting survivors. The 1.6-mile Atlanta march begins at the Center for Human and Civil Rights and ends at Liberty Plaza by the Capitol Building. Organizers say the event is nonpartisan, and the mission is to demand action from Congress on gun violence issues. Lyft is offering free rides to marchers who RSVP ahead of time, and MARTA will run extra trains and buses to accommodate the huge crowds. For GPB News, I'm Emily Cureton in Atlanta.
Activists gathered at Atlanta's Ebenezer Baptist Church last night to hold a urban gun violence town hall. Ebenezer Pastor Raphael Warnock spoke at the event. He says while recent school shootings deserve attention, communities of color can't be forgotten.
A massacre happens in black and brown communities every day, right? It's just spread out all over the country.
The event featured interviews and panels with survivors of gun violence, as well as politicians and live music. The National Black Brown Gun Violence Prevention Consortium is planning a 10-city listening and learning tour this spring. A ransomware cyber attack on the city of Atlanta's computer network is being investigated by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. The Thursday morning attack knocked out many of the city's internal systems and applications people use to pay bills or access court information. At a press conference Thursday evening, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms urged current and former city employees and customers to check their bank statements and credit cards. The mayor says public safety, water services, and the Atlanta airport are operating normally. The attack comes about a month after malware crippled the city of Savannah's computer network. Italian soccer club Juventus will play in Major League Soccer's All-Star Game in Atlanta on August 1st. The annual showcase pits top Major League Soccer players against international teams. Juventus is Italy's most successful club with 33 Serie A league championships. Neither Italy nor the United States made the field for this year's World Cup in Russia, making it more likely that players from those countries will appear in the game. Real Madrid won last year's All-Star Game in Chicago on penalty kicks. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Taylor Gant.